You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Mariners are getting ready to head to spring training, so let's talk about what we might be expecting to see when they arrive, when pitchers and catchers and everybody else reports. Talk to Greg Johns about all of that. I am Allison Federer. Greg, I was reading through your recent inbox, and a very astute fan asked you what the biggest surprise of all of the Mariners pickups, and my goodness, were there a lot of Mariners pickups this offseason. So if you can sift through those in your mind, what answer did you give for the biggest surprise of all of their pickups?
Yeah, my answer, it probably was kind of a under-the-radar pick because, you know, a lot of these picks have been talked about, a lot of these new guys. Mitch Haniger, I think, is going to play a big, big role, and guys like Danny Valencia and Gene Segura, these are well-known as guys. You know, Jared Dyson is going to play big roles. You know, so the kind of guy that I thought flying under the radar a little bit, Shea Simmons, the right-hander that they picked up from the Braves in the trade. And he kind of came quietly because they got him they made two moves, and they got Drew Smiley, and everybody was talking about that as a key add to the rotation, which he will be. But Simmons, a young guy, a pretty interesting guy that had Tommy John surgery and hasn't pitched a whole lot the last 2 years, but prior to that was a fast riser in the Braves bullpen, and we're looking at him as a setup guy to Kimbrel, a hard throwing guy that throws in the 96-97 range, and really was kind of on the rise, and then had the Tommy John, which, you know, as we know, if you follow baseball, is not a career ender in many cases, but it is a setback, and usually takes a year, sometimes a little more, to come back from. So Simmons has had that year plus now. He did come back at the end of the last year for the Braves, and September call-up when it was hitting the mid-90s again with his fastball, and a young guy, I think, with given time, that they're very interested to see what he could do in that bullpen. Could be another power arm potentially in that group if he comes up healthy, which all expectations is he will. So Austin, that's a guy I think we haven't talked a lot about, but keep an eye on Shea Simmons this spring.
Yeah, it's funny because how many times have we seen this where the front offices have an entirely different look, a entirely different viewpoint from the fan base when a trade happens. How many times do we see like a front office being really, really excited about the guy that nobody's heard about when, you know, two more marquee names are actually the ones that make the headlines, and it's always like some like really hard throwing young pitcher that we'll probably see 2 years down the road that really gets the front offices excited.
It's no doubt. And bullpens, you know, just seem to be becoming more and more important. And you see how much some guys are signing for this year. And getting a young guy that's controllable for another 5-6 years, these are the kind of guys that GMs are looking for. And certainly this kid sounds like could be a player for a while.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about the outfield, just how it's configured, what we can expect, maybe who the backup outfield options are shaping up to be. So Jerod Dyson, is he pretty much penciled in for a starting job?
Yeah, they're looking at him in left field on a pretty regular basis. You know, he is a guy that, you know, a lefty who's struggled against left-handers some in his career. So he'll definitely be in the lineup every day against righties, and they'll spot him in against some lefties. He's that speed element they've been looking for, and they really want to see how he can do in a leadoff role. So when he's not playing, I think that'll be kind of the interesting situation out there in left. They've got a couple candidates, and the obvious choice, I think, Guillermo Heredia, because he's a right-hander. They're going to be looking for a guy that can hit the lefties on those days that they spot him in there. So I think he's got a leg up. And another kind of under-the-radar guy, maybe not talked about too much, yet, Taylor Motter, a kid they picked up from the Rays. He's a versatile kid that can play all over, but he's a guy that hits lefties pretty well, and I think they're going to be taking a good look at him this spring to see if he might be a guy that can spot in there at times. And Sean O'Malley, a guy Mariners fans are familiar with, another utility player who can play all over, and a guy that could be in that mix. Ben Gamel, another backup, but he's a left-hander, so I think he's kind of fighting the odds there a little bit if they're looking for some right-handed punch. Valencia, Danny Valencia, that I mentioned, could be a corner outfield as well. But I think against lefties, he's going to be the guy at first base when they sit Dan Vogel back. So it'll be interesting to see. That'll be one of the questions we see shake out this spring for sure.
I guess there aren't really any other questions when it comes to the other starting outfielders. Martin and Haniger pretty set there.
They seem to really like Haniger and want to see what he can do in right field on an everyday basis. So that, you know, he's a young kid, hasn't played a ton. He came up last year with the Diamondbacks, and the Mariners love what he brings. If he's what they think, he's going to be out there every day. And then Leonis Martin, obviously, in center. They do love the versatility Dyson gives them. They felt last year when Martin was hurt for a while, they just didn't have a center fielder, and that cost them a few games. They had Norio Oki in center, and he just didn't cover much ground and was kind of a liability. And they feel now if they need him, Dyson can shift over to center, and obviously one of the better center fielders in the game defensively. So got some depth there. They got guys that can run, and that's what they like.
Okay, we're going to stop it right there. Thank you very much, Greg.
You bet, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.